A federal judge has halted so-called megalode traffic through a wild and scenic corridor in Idaho. The ruling, issued Friday, orders the Forest Service to close a section of the highway to an Oregon company trying to move oil equipment to Canada. Correspondent Jessica Robinson has more.
The case deals with a route once traveled by Lewis and Clark, where the Nez Perce have ancestral land and still exercise treaty rights. Earlier this summer, the Forest Service said it couldn't allow shipper Omega Morgan of Hillsboro, Oregon, to move a two-story, slow-moving megaload on Highway 12. But when the company started rolling anyway, forest officials didn't stop it. Now, Judge B. Lynn Windmill is ordering the feds to stop the extra-large traffic. The federal judge in Boise sided with the Nez Perce tribe and the environmental group Idaho Rivers United. His order will remain in place until the Forest Service completes a study on the impacts of the loads in consultation with the tribe. The decision could be a $5 million hit for the subsidiary of General Electric that owns the equipment. That's according to court filings. But Judge Windmill said the manufacturer knowingly put itself in the position of incurring losses when it decided not to wait for Forest Service approval. The next load was scheduled to move on September 18th. I'm Jessica Robinson reporting.